The decline of the U.S. empire. Whispers of a fading empire echo across the globe. Could the United States, once the unrivaled titan of power, be losing its grip? As of 2025, technological shifts, geopolitical setbacks, and internal strains suggest the end of an era, challenging the very foundations of American dominance. The rise of asymmetric warfare, the resurgence of rival powers, and a crumbling domestic base paint a picture of a superpower in decline, teetering on the edge of history. Technological obsolescence and the drone revolution. One of the most striking indicators of America's decline is its lag in adapting to the technological shifts reshaping modern warfare. The rise of drones and precision missiles has disrupted the traditional dominance of expensive, high-tech platforms like fighter jets. A 2025 MIT Technology Review article highlights China's advancements in drone swarm technology, where AI-coordinated, low-cost units outmaneuver the U.S.'s costly F-35 program, which carries a per-unit price tag of approximately $80 million. Meanwhile, Iran's Hessa Shahed 136, a $20,000 loitering munition, has proven effective against U.S. and allied forces in the Red Sea, as documented in the 2023 Armament Research Services report. The January 2024 drone attack in Jordan, which killed three U.S. soldiers, exposed vulnerabilities in air defense systems like the Patriot, overwhelmed by low-cost, high-volume threats. This technological gap reflects a deeper strategic misstep. The U.S. Defense Department's focus on legacy systems, compounded by delays in the Next Generation Air Dominance Program, has left it trailing China's industrial-scale drone production. The 2024 PBS News article on the U.S.-China arms race underscores this shift, noting that the Pentagon is scrambling to develop inexpensive drones to counter Beijing's territorial ambitions. Yet, bureaucratic inertia and funding cuts suggest that America may no longer lead the innovation curve, a hallmark of its past superpower status. Geopolitical retreat and asymmetric challenges. Geopolitical setbacks further erode U.S. dominance. The Red Sea crisis, where Houthi drone attacks forced a temporary withdrawal of U.S. aircraft carriers like the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower in early 2025, exemplifies this vulnerability. Despite retaliatory strikes, the Houthis' Iranian-backed arsenal, featuring the Samad 3 and Wade UAVs with ranges up to 2,500 kilometers, has sustained pressure, highlighting the limits of U.S. naval supremacy in contested regions. This retreat, though tactical, signals to adversaries that asymmetric warfare can neutralize America's traditional advantages. The potential closure of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran poses an even graver threat. Handling 20% of global oil, a blockade could spike oil prices by 20%, as projected by the International Energy Agency. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's June 23, 2025, warning on Fox News that this would be economic suicide for Iran underscores the mutual vulnerability, but Iran's growing oil exports to China suggest it has leverage. The U.S., reliant on global economic stability despite importing only 7% of its oil from the Gulf, faces a dilemma: retaliate and risk escalation, or acquiesce and cede influence. This impasse reflects a superpower no longer able to dictate terms. Economic strain and internal decay. Economically, the U.S. is buckling under the weight of its global commitments. The $1.2 billion spent defending Red Sea shipping in 2024 illustrates the unsustainable cost of maintaining overseas dominance, especially as domestic infrastructure crumbles. The Heritage Foundation's 2025 report on declining U.S. military strength ties this to a broader collapse of self-governance, arguing that a decade of neglect has left the military weaker than at any point in the past 10 years. The Climate Vulnerability Index further reveals how existing disparities, exacerbated by climate change, strained social and economic resilience, diverting resources from global projection to domestic crises. Internally, political polarization and a disengaged populace amplify this decline. The Heritage Foundation notes that elites have abandoned an entire generation of boys, reducing willingness to serve, while the 2025 Guardian article on the rise and fall of empires draws parallels to historical patterns of societal decay. With consumer prices vulnerable to a potential $0.50/gallon gasoline spike from Hormuz disruptions, economic discontent could trigger a regime change. The rise of rivals and a multipolar world. As the U.S. falters, rivals ascend. China's drone swarms and space cooperation initiatives position it as a technological and diplomatic leader, while its economic ties with Iran complicate U.S. strategy. Russia's joint drone exercises with China signal a coordinated challenge. The 2025 UN Conference on Sustainable Lunar Activities underscores how space, a domain once dominated by the U.S.-Soviet rivalry, now fosters multilateralism, diluting American exceptionalism. This multipolar shift aligns with historical cycles. The Guardian's analysis of empires' rise and fall cites current global conflicts as evidence of a pattern, with the U.S. exhibiting symptoms of overextension and internal rot. Conclusion. The United States is no longer the unipolar superpower it once was, its technological edge dulled, its geopolitical reach constrained, and its economic stability threatened by internal and external pressures. The rise of a multipolar world, led by China and others, marks the end of an era. As Princess Irulan warns in Frank Herbert's Dune, if history teaches us anything, it is simply this: every revolution carries within it the seeds of its own destruction. And empires that rise will one day fall. For America, that day may have arrived, its fall a testament to the cyclical nature of power.